7, and the other one's going to be in John chapter number 14 and verse number 6 this morning. I just want to go to both passages there and show you some things and what God has showed me this week, and I want to reveal them to you as they're revealed to me. As I stated in my prayer a while ago, there are some things that money can't buy. You know, we put a price tag on a lot of things, don't we? I mean, if you want it, the world we live in is just name it and claim it. If you work hard enough and you study enough and you push yourself enough, you see, it's all about you. You ever notice that in the world we live in? It's all about you. If you will do, that's not in the Word of God. The Word of God says He'll do. The Word of God says He will do. Folks, this morning I want you to know Christianity, our walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that walk is only made possible by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on a cross called Calvary. It's not by righteousness, it's not by your works, it's not by none of those things. It's by the blood that He shed on the cross of Calvary that we have hope and we have life. This morning I want to share a little subject with you. There's something money can't buy. And I don't want to stop right there, but there's something money can't buy, and you know what it is? That's the peace of God. You can have a bank account full of money. Not that I would know that, but I've been told that, amen? You can have a bank account full of money and still not have peace, be warred on the inside. You can have everything on the outside look like it's going on. You can buy a brand new pickup and your inside be just tore all to pieces. Hey, you can buy a brand new house and the inside just be tore all to pieces. There's a lot of things you can do in this life that money can buy, but it won't bring you the peace of God. Folks, this morning I want you to know is I'm not talking to the lost man this morning. I'm talking to the saved man. I'm talking to the one that's been washed in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll ask you a question before we go any further. Do you have the peace of God on your life? Do you have the peace I'm talking about that passes all understanding? World's falling apart. Everything around you is falling apart. But you say, preacher, this morning I got peace with Jesus Christ. Folks, if you don't have peace there, you won't have peace nowhere. Everything else will fall apart. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 7. I believe I'm a little loud this morning, but I have been known to be loud. Amen. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 7. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Philippians 4, 7, and the Bible says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." John 14, 6, the Bible says, "And Jesus said unto him," John 14, 6, "Jesus said unto him, waiting on you to get there. I'll run off and leave somebody if I ain't careful. Can I say to you this morning, though, Jesus will never run off and leave you? And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Father God, I pray this morning we take a moment to look at, there are some things that money just can't buy. And Lord God, one thing this morning we want to look at that money can't buy that you've impressed on my heart this week, that is the peace of God. Lord God, that peace that passeth all understanding that'll keep our heart in Jesus Christ, keep our heart and our mind from straying and getting into that dark place, Father God. We can get to a place of peace and rest. Lord God, I'd ask you this morning to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord God, I pray you illuminate my mind that I would speak the things that I've studied and that you've showed me this week. Lord, I pray this morning for the hearers of the word this morning. Father God, I pray when they hear that word that they take that word. Father, I pray right now that it fall not on stony ground, it fall not on thorny ground, but it fall, Father God, on that good soil this morning, Father, where it can grow and it can do what you've called it to do. Lord, I pray this morning that when we walk out of this place, we can say that it's been good to be in God's house. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Something money can't buy, which is the peace of God. That peace of God this morning, as we're in John 14, 6 this morning, that's where I want to turn back to here in just a moment. The Bible says that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In John 14, 6, we find this peace by knowing that with this word from the peace that we see that God gives in our lives. This morning, I want you to know that peace of God this morning. One way is to know that Jesus is the way this morning. That provides for me a peace of God that passes all understanding. If you'll look into the Latin word and you'll study that word peace, it means a pack or pax. P-A-X or P-A-K. That means there's been a pack that's been made in your life, and there's a pack that's been made in of my life. And that would be this: to fasten to something or to hold on to something this morning. Jesus is the way. Look what he says in John 14, 6. And this is old Thomas. He had done come, and Jesus done told him, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Friends, this morning I want you to know the world's falling apart. Hey, but God's not falling apart. Hey, the world may be falling apart, but Jesus is not falling apart this morning. He says, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way." And I want to stop right there. He says, "I am the way which produces a peace with God this morning." This morning, I want you to know when you have a peace with God and you realize that Jesus is the way, number one, you'll find that Jesus, there is security in Jesus Christ this morning. There's security in knowing that Jesus Christ, he is the way this morning. I would ask you a question. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been out and you was in your vehicle and you was driving and you came up and you got lost? Man, this shirt is tight on me this morning. Hey, I've been trying to lose weight in 2021. And last night, Brandy come in there with some fried Oreos. I'm talking about the double cream full Oreos, I'm telling you. And this morning I told her, I said, "If you don't mind, will you turn my collar down?" I couldn't get it to turn down. And when she run her fingers in there, that thing was so tight, I'm telling you, she barely could turn it down. You said, "What are you talking about, preacher?" Hey, this collar's got security this morning. Can I get amen? It secures me that I've been eating. It secures me that I ain't been pushing back from the table. Hey, this morning I want you to know, hey, when you have security in Jesus Christ this morning, you can shout from the mountaintop that Jesus saves this morning. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been out there and you was in a wayward position and you didn't know where to go? Hey, when you get to that position and you realize that you're lost, number one, you'll start panicking. There'll be frustration and there'll be fear that comes on your life. Have you ever had a marriage to fall apart? Have you ever had a relationship with a friend fall apart and it just feels like everything's in chaos and you didn't know how to get it back together and you didn't know where to turn to? You said, "Preacher, what do I do?" Hey, you're going to have to turn to Jesus. Hey, you can't turn nowhere else. There's only one way to turn if you need a way out from being lost. And his name's Jesus this morning. I want you to know when I was lost in my life, there was a time I had frustration and I had fear and I had panic on my life. But I want you to know when I was found, all of a sudden there came a calm, there came a peace, and there came a rest in my life. I would ask you a question this morning. Have you been lost in your life? And then Jesus found you. Can I get an amen? He says this morning that we find security in Jesus this morning. There's security in Jesus this morning. He says, "I am the way." This morning, not only do we find security, but knowing that Jesus is the way, we find stability. You ain't got to worry about saying, "Hey, you're going the wrong way." You ain't got to worry about that. Well, you were Jesus. Jesus is your GPS. He is the way that'll lead you. I want you to know this morning, he'll never lead you down the wrong path. He'll never lead you down a way of destruction. He says he's come to give life and that you may have it more abundantly. This morning, as we look into the Word, he says we find security knowing that Jesus Christ, he is the way. Hey, we find stability this morning knowing that Jesus Christ is the way. There's a lot of people in the world we live in right now, they have no security. If the government shuts down, what are we going to do? There's a government that won't shut down. Woo! And that's God Almighty. Friends, I want you to know there's a government that won't shut down, and the ruler and king is Jesus Christ. Ooh, if you can't find security in that, you got problems. He said there's security this morning that knowing that Jesus Christ is the way. There's stability this morning knowing that Jesus Christ is the way. He says, "Come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says this morning that Jesus is the way. Number one, we find security. Number two, we find stability. But number three, we find a standard knowing that Jesus is the way. There's a standard that he goes by knowing he is the way. When you get security in Jesus and you get that stability, there'll be a standard set in your life knowing that Jesus is the way. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? You know, when you realize Jesus Christ is not only your Lord and Master, but He is your King, there's only one way you can go and have peace, and that's following Jesus Christ. You try to go the other way, it won't work. It won't never get settled in your life until you start following the one that's called you to follow Him. This morning, I want you to get this in Psalm 27:11, knowing that Jesus is the way. We find security, we find stability, and we find the standard in Jesus Christ this morning. I pray when I'm dead and gone, whoever stands behind this sacred desk will always preach Jesus Christ. I'm not here for nothing else but to let you know that Jesus Christ is the way. Each and every time I stand behind this sacred desk, I want you to know that Jesus is the way. Folks, this morning He says there's security, there's stability, and there's a standard. Psalm 27:11, the Bible says, the psalmist says, teach me thy way. He said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. You know what God will do? He'll lead you in a plain path. He's not the author of confusion. There's no confusion in Jesus Christ. He tells you and I this morning, I am the way. If you want to know the way and you want to know that plain path and you want to know what I have for you in life, you just get on that path with me and I'll show you what I want you to do. He says this morning, I want you to know when we get in line with Jesus Christ, there's peace of God, number one, because Jesus is the way. This morning, I thank God there's not 10 different ways to get to heaven, don't you? I thank God there's not 10 different ways to get to heaven, because I want you to know I'd go on path number 11. I'd get on a path that wasn't there. I thank God that He said there's only one way this morning, and that's through Jesus Christ this morning. He said, and if you want peace with God this morning, you have to get on that one-way path this morning. Number two, Jesus is the way. Number two, Jesus is the truth. Now let's get right here on this. Let's just chew here for just a minute. He says, I am the way. I done told you in the Latin word for peace, it means to fasten. But Jesus is the truth, and also that would mean to fasten to something that is stable. He said, I'm the way. We fasten, but we fasten to something that is stable. Did you know this morning that Jesus Christ cannot lie? He cannot lie, He will not lie, He won't lie, and He tells the truth each and every time He speaks to you, and even when He don't speak to you, He's telling you the truth. You can look into creation, how He speaks the truth. Look at this today. He says, Jesus is the way, and He is the truth. The truth continues forever. Thank y'all two men for that, amen. Truth. Listen to this preacher this morning. I've been studying this week. Truth will continue forever. A lie will not. The truth will always stand. Is the truth always fun telling? No, it ain't always fun telling. But it always stands. You know what my daddy would tell me when I was a kid? Boy, you better tell me the truth. And I say, Daddy, he said, I know you lied. Tell me the truth. And before long, you know what I'd do? I said, Daddy, I got to tell you the truth. You know why? Because you can't keep in the lie forever. You got to tell the truth. This morning, Jesus says, I am the way and I am the truth, and the truth will always win out. The truth continues forever. But let me give you this, that the truth gives confidence in your life. Truth gives confidence in your life. He says, no man can serve two masters. He'll either love the one or hate the other. There is no neutral ground. You're either for God or you're against God. There is no neutral. You can't say, well, preacher, I tell you what, I'm going to make the church people happy, and I'm going to make the world happy. You know what I found out as a pastor? Just make God happy, and it don't matter who else is happy. Just make God happy. It don't matter who else is happy. Friends, this morning, I want you to know you can't make everybody happy, so why not just make God happy? With what He's called you to do, you got one life to live. One life to live. You're going through here one time. You won't go through it two times. One time. And you and I are worried about pleasing everybody else. Everybody in this room loves to be liked. Every one of you loves to be liked. I do. I'm a people person. Sister Caitlin, I'm a people person. I'm a people pleaser. If I know it's going to make you mad, I hate not to make you mad. I like to make you proud. I might like to see smiles on your face. But this morning, I want you to know, to put a smile on your face, I cannot and I will not dilute or pollute the Word of God. He says this morning, Jesus said, I am the way, and He says, I am the truth. You know what this world don't want? They don't want the truth. They don't want the truth. Because you know what the truth does? The truth offends. The truth offends. The truth makes you do something about it. When you get the truth right in your face and it's right there, you got to do something about it. You can either do what's right about it or you can do what's wrong about it. Jesus is the way. There's something money can't buy. Number one, the peace of God, because Jesus is the way. Number two, because Jesus is the truth. The truth continues forever. The truth gives confidence. Psalm 119, 89. Put this down in your notes. Forever, O Lord, forever. O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. He says that word is settled in heaven forever because it is the truth. The truth continues forever. The truth gives confidence. But you know what the truth also does? It cleanses you. The truth cleanses an individual. Jesus said, I am the way and I am the truth. You can't have the way without the truth. You can't have the way without the truth. You know why? Because that truth is what cleanses you. It's what makes you new when you realize the truth needs to come alive in your life. Let me give you this. John 17:17, the Bible says, sanctify them through thy truth. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word is truth. Not only is it truth, it continues and it gives confidence and it cleanses. But the truth, look up here just right quick. You know what the truth also does? Not only will it cleanse you and it do some things in your life, but the truth will give you credibility. The truth gives you credibility. You know the little boy that cried wolf? Tending his sheep and he, wolf! Everybody took off to him and there wasn't no wolves. The little boy just sat back down. The man went back doing their work. Second time, there's a wolf! He's going to eat my sheep! They all come back and there was no wolf. Third time, the little boy hollered. He looked up and he seen the wolf coming across to his sheep. And he hollered, wolf, wolf, wolf. Everybody in town heard it, but they said, I don't believe that. There ain't no credibility there. The little boy come walking down, his tears just flowing his eyes. He said, I hollered for y'all. I hollered for help. Why didn't you come? He said, if you'd have told the truth to begin with, we'd have been there when the time come. Folks, this morning, the truth of God's word will always win out. I don't care what anybody says. The truth will always win out and it'll always give you credibility in your life. Just because you get saved doesn't mean you have credibility. Credibility, work. You have to work for that credibility. You have to work for what God's put in your life, for that credibility to stand. I want you to know in the world that we live in today, there's not a lot of people that stands in the truth and has credibility. They'll say one thing right now and they'll turn right around and say something else over there. I stood in a crowd. Well, my name comes up. Then they turn around and they smile in your face, but they're talking, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. So what are we talking about this morning, preacher? There's something that money can't buy, and that's the peace of God. Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth. When you get on that narrow path, you get on that way, you're going to have to start just being truthful. Truthful in what God's called you to do. Truthful in what God's called you to be. Truthful in every area of your life, in every aspect of your life. Man, I lived like the devil for so long. Well, I could get an amen there somewhere. Man, live like the devil. And for so long, get this, I want you to get this. I tell Brandy after I got saved, I said, baby, I'm going to go here. What? I said, I'm going to go to so-and-so's house. There was no trust. There's no credibility there. Why? Because I'd been a liar. I'd been a liar, man, for all my life. All I knew was to lie. I loved to lie, liked to lie, could lie, one of the best liars. There's some more of y'all in here you can shake your head on that. Amen? Hey, this is what we did. And as I got saved, I was like, well, why don't you believe me? But you know what I had to find out? It took me time to earn trust back. What I had fended on the way down, I had to earn trust on the way back up. This morning, I want to ask you a question. How much is your credibility worth to you this morning? If you tell a man something, you'll do it. If you tell a man something, that means you're going to do it. This morning, Jesus said, I am the way. He told Thomas, he said, I want you to know I am the way. Even though I'm going to go prepare a place for you, I want you to know I am the way. I am the truth. This morning, everybody wants the way, but very few wants the truth this morning. If there's one thing I teach my 16-year-old daughter over here is this, you tell me the truth. Don't you let me find out you lied to me. You tell me the truth, I may not like it, but we'll get through it. When she was 7, 8 years old, I said, she ain't going to do this, 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 this. Now I say, Lord God, guard her while she's doing this, 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 this. There were some parents getting online with me tonight now. Your internet connection is good now, Brother Shea. They're coming on in on us right now. You say, they're not going to do. And then you say, Lord God, help them while they do. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth. And he said, I am the life if you want peace. If you want to have peace with God, number one, you're going to have to stay on the way he's called you to the way. He said, it's that narrow road. It ain't wide. It's not wide. It's narrow. You just got to get on it and walk it. Preacher, it's hard to walk. Yeah. Wide way's hard too. Wide way's hard too. I had some bad days, but at least I ain't in the county no more. Can I get a witness? At least I ain't in the county no more. Okay? And he said, just tell the truth so you can have the life. Let me show you this in the Word of God right here. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Look what he says here. Jesus says, I am the life. Peace also means to lock up. I'm giving you three things this morning. Number one, Jesus is the way. That means to fasten to something. Jesus is the truth. That means to fasten to something stable. How many in here has got storm cellars or something at your house? Yeah, a lot of hands. Storm cellar, safe place. Why do you got that for? For the sunshiny days? Oh, you got that for the storms. He says to fasten to something stable. Who would go in the storm cellar and leave the door open? Only a fool. Only a fool would leave the door open and say, I'm just going to sit here. You know what you do when you go in a storm cellar? You lock the door. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I am the way. I'm the one that's stable. You're not. I'm stable. You can fasten yourself to me, not nobody else. And you can know that you're locked in my arms. Folks, this morning he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He says, I give you eternal life. I give you an exciting life. And I give you a life worth experiencing through the blood of Jesus Christ. He says this morning, it's all in him, which gives us a destination, a reward, a purpose, and clarity in what he would have us to do. You see, he didn't pick and choose his words here in this verse. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. This morning, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing, but the answer is in your hands this morning. And his name's Jesus. The answer is right in your hands this morning. What you need, you look around everywhere. What you need is right here. What to fix any problem in your life, I don't care what it is Jesus. He will fix any problem that's going on, it's Jesus. It'll always be Jesus. But when we get in that place in our life and we don't know what to do, a lot of times we won't look to the way. We won't look to the truth, and we won't look to the life. We'll try to handle it in our own power. And by the way, you have no power. The power is in Jesus. I'm going to read you this story this morning. You just sit there and listen to this. Let this soak in. We're talking about something money can't buy, and that's the peace of God. That's to know the way, the truth, and life. And you got it in your hands. All you got to do is use it. If you want peace this morning, just get on the way. Just get on that way. If you want peace this morning, just start living with the truth. If you want peace this morning, just walk in the life that God's called you to walk. Man, it'll be so much more peaceful. The story was told that if Danny Simpson had known more about guns, he might not have needed to rob the bank. But in 1990, in Ottawa, Canada, this 24-year-old man went to jail, and his gun went to the museum. He was arrested for robbing a bank, which earned him a grand total of $6,000. $6,000. and then sent him to jail for 6 years. He had used a .45 caliber semi-automatic, which turned out to be an antique made by the Ross Rifle Company in Canada in 1918. The pistol was worth $100,000. He robbed a bank and got $6,000 with a gun that was worth $1,000. Much more than Danny Simpson had stolen. If he had just known what he carried in his hands, he would have not robbed the bank. In other words, Danny already had what he needed, but did not know it. This morning, if you're born again, you already have the way of life for you. You already have the truth inside of you. You already have the life that God's called you to live inside of you and I. This morning, you already have what you need to walk in the peace of God. Perfect peace of God. You have the perfect peace of God. Stop allowing Satan of robbing you of your peace and your joy. This morning, Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is in the life, is the life. Do you have the peace of God in your life? I'm going to share one more little simple parable with you. And this may resonate with somebody this morning. You come in this morning and you have no peace and you're all frantic and you just don't really know what's going on. I don't know why we're talking about peace. I feel pretty peaceful. But anyway, God's telling us to talk about peace. So we're going to talk about peace. Something money can't buy. For the Alabama fans in here and Auburn fans some year ago, right before you watched the national championship, that day leading up to that and you got ready for that game, man, I don't know about y'all, but I was like, man, I don't know if we're going to win. I don't know. I don't really know. And man, I had frustration, and I had a little panic, and I had a little anxiety, and I was watching that game, and I was like, man. And I was on my seat corner, you know, just waiting for it to play and see who'd win. Halftime, I still didn't know, and man, fingernails, you know, you bite on them, and you do things, and then the game's over, and you win, and all that frustration and all that built up, you're like, whew. But give it 4 days and watch the rerun on ESPN. There's no anxiety when you're watching it. There's no frustration. There's no biting nails because you already know who's going to win. This morning, if you're a believer in God, quit panicking. Quit living in frustration. Quit living in fear. Quit living in anxiety. And start living in God's grace because you know who wins at the end. You have to walk this life. I know, and I do too. But as your pastor this morning, I want you to know, I don't know what you're going to face this week, but I do know this. That if you're a child of God this morning, you are a winner. It may take 4 days for it to show up, but you are a winner. And he's not behind, he's right on time. So whatever he's doing in your life this morning, remember, don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. Don't walk in fear. Don't get panicking. Don't do none of them things. Just know that it's already been met at the cross of Calvary. This morning, Jesus said there's something money can't buy, and that's the peace of God that passes all understanding. If you don't have peace this morning, you can be a child of God and not have peace. I've seen lost people have more peace than saved people. I have. I've seen lost people enjoy their life more than a saved person enjoys their life. That's not the way it ought to be. The saved man ought to be the one with peace because he knows at the end, he's the winner. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, whoever this morning this message is for, I don't know. And I thank you that I do not know. But Lord God, all week long, everywhere I turned, everywhere I looked, everything I read, everywhere I turned in the Bible, it said the peace of God that passes all understanding. Lord God, I don't understand this peace, but I do know where the peace comes from. And it comes from your Son, Jesus Christ. Knowing that he is the way, knowing He is the truth and knowing that He is the life. Lord God, whoever this morning that's struggling with having peace and having, Father God, that protection, that stability, and that security in their life, Father God, I'd ask you this morning to pierce that heart this morning. Well, God, I'd ask you this morning, if it please you, touch their life this morning, give them peace. Lord, I'd ask you to give them peace for 2 days. Let them know what peace is truly about. Walking in freedom, not tangled up in that, walking free. Because your word says who the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord God, I'd pray right now as we have this altar call, this time of invitation. Lord God, I'd pray they not come do business with me or nobody else. They come do business with you. I pray they get an old-timey altar right now, Father God, and they cry out to you, an old-timey God. The Bible says it's a plain path. That path has been set forth. It's the way. That path is truthful. And that path is life. And Lord God, this afternoon, I pray that you bless these people in Jesus' name. Amen. As we stand.